An officer killed in the line of duty. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. A gunman opened fire with an automatic rifle and shot and killed a Detroit police officer last night.
It's entirely too much gun violence in the city, too much gun violence in this country. And now we've got an officer who has paid the ultimate sacrifice, putting his life on the line for you and me.
Police Chief James White says the officer's partner returned fire, killing the gunman. Mayor Mike Dugan.
We owe a debt of gratitude to all the officers out there working. And tonight we have an officer and a family with a debt that we can never repay.
The deceased officer was a 5-year veteran of the force from a long line of cops. In Illinois, the Highland Park accused shooter is being held without bond on 7 counts of first-degree murder.
Prosecutors say dozens more charges could be on the way, as well as possible civil litigation. Illinois State Police say Cremo's father sponsored his son's gun application in December 2019, despite 2 previous encounters with law enforcement that year.
Fox's Matt Finn. Meantime, relief in Madison, Wisconsin, as officials learned Cremo considered attacking a 4th of July celebration there, but changed his mind. And Richmond, Virginia police say they stopped a planned 4th of July attack thanks to a citizen hero who overheard a conversation about the plans and called authorities. Breaking news out of Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson agrees to resign. He had rebuffed calls from his cabinet to step down in the wake of ethics scandals just yesterday, standing firm.
There's a very simple reason why they want me out, and that is because they know, Mr. Speaker, that otherwise we are going to get on and deliver our mandate.
Johnson gave up after more than 40 ministers quit his government. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
President Biden was in Ohio yesterday talking about the economy as the highest inflation in 40 years hurts families and businesses.
We came in with a fundamentally different economic vision, an economy that grows from the bottom up and the middle out. It's good for everyone because when the middle class does well, the poor have a ladder up and the wealthy still do very well.
A survey shows 42% of Americans are struggling, though, financially. While in Cleveland, the president announced a $86 billion pension bailout plan for unions struggling with insolvency. President Biden also spoke to the wife of WNBA star Brittany Griner yesterday. Griner's drug smuggling trial resumes today in Russia. Derek Chauvin, the ex-Minneapolis cop, who was convicted of killing George Floyd, heads back to court today.
Former police officer Derek Chauvin's agreed to a plea deal, which would include a sentence of 20 to 25 years for violating George Floyd's rights and transfer to federal prison instead of the state pen he's currently in. He already received a 22.5-year sentence from Minnesota, and he's held in a 10-foot by 10-foot cell, allowed out only for an hour a day for his own protection. In federal prison, he may be seen as less of a target by other inmates. Chauvin's deal allows his federal and state sentences to be served at the same time. He was convicted last year for murdering Floyd. Jill Nato, Fox News.
NASA's tiny Capstone spacecraft is talking to handlers again after suddenly and mysteriously going dark on Monday. The team at Advanced Space, which is operating the mission for NASA, tweeted the spacecraft is looking happy and healthy. Capstone is on the way to the moon to test a new orbit for NASA's moon program. The average price of gas drops to $4.75 a gallon, 3-cent drop since yesterday. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.